Now here in the 24th chapter, we come to it, and we have here another parable, and he's going to end these parables, that is a section of them, right here for us. And in this section, why, we have the parable of the boiling pot and the death of the prophet's wife. And God's going to use both to speak to the people. Now, will you notice, I'm reading chapter 24, verse 1. Again, in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying. Now, this is the first time he's dated his message. Why? Because at that very moment, Nebuchadnezzar was breaking through the wall in Jerusalem, and they didn't have television there. It wasn't coming by a little fellow out there in orbit conveying the message over to Babylon. The only way he could get it was by God revealing it to him. The liberal has always had a problem with this. One of the liberals said this. He says, this verse forces on us in the clearest fashion the dilemma. Either Ezekiel was a deliberate deceiver, or he was possessed of some kind of second sight. He sure was. God's sight was his second sight. Liberal doesn't recognize that, of course. Well, he had got the word, and now this parable of the boiling pot. Well, here it is, verse 6. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is in it, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece, let no lot fall upon it. Now, he calls it again the bloody city, and they're in a pot. And there's scum in the pot. Now, what is that scum? The pot is the city of Jerusalem. The citizens were in it, in that pot. And their sin is the scum that's in it. Now, sometimes you hear somebody say to another person or concerning a certain people, they are the scum of the earth. You want to know what God says? God says, your sin and my sin's the scum of the earth. He never said that group of people over there that's not in our crowd is the scum of the earth. He said, your sin and my sin. And listen, we're all in the same pot. Jerusalem is now the world. And for you and me today, it's the world. I get a little weary today of all of this talk about the different ethnic groups. What do you mean, different ethnic groups? We're all in the same pot. And we're the scum of the earth. And I don't care who you are. Your sin is the scum of the earth. Now, I don't know how you can say it any stronger than that. Now, verse 15, also the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Now, apparently this young prophet had married, I think, a lovely, beautiful young Israelitish girl. And they loved each other. And then down there in captivity, she took sick and died. Now, I imagine it was a heartbreak, but this man's still acting, God says, even in the time of death. What is he to do? He says to him, forbear to cry and make no mourning for the dead. Bind thy turban upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of man. Don't act like you're mourning at all. And the people didn't understand it. The people came to him, they said unto him, what in the world does this mean? You talk about a boiling pot with scum on it. Now your wife has died and you're not even mourning. What kind of man are you? And all of this he's doing to get a message through to them. Why? Verse 24, it's the key to the book. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign. According to all that he hath done, shall ye do. And when this cometh, ye shall know that I am the Lord God. That moment, Jerusalem was being destroyed, and word came to them later on concerning the fact that the city was being destroyed. Over in the 33rd chapter, verse 21, and it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, the city is smitten. Into this camp there came these stragglers. Oh, how terrible they looked. And they said, we've escaped from the city. The false prophets are wrong. It's burnt up. That temple is leveled. The city is debris and ashes. And the interesting thing, Ezekiel is right. And don't mourn. Why? Why not mourn for it? Well, the reason that you're not to mourn is this. Verse 27, in that day shall thy mouth be open to him who is escaped, and thou shalt speak and be no more dumb, and thou shalt be a sign unto them that they shall know that I am the Lord. Now, what is the message here? The message is just simply this. The false prophets were right in this. That's God's house. That's God's city. That was God's witness to the world. But you see, they had failed. And when they failed, God says now, I will even destroy my own witness on the earth. This is, I think, without doubt, one of the most remarkable prophecies that you have in the Word of God. And actually here is a strange position that we find here. God is saying, I want you to know that the city's destroyed. Your people, the rest of them, sons and daughters that are left, they're being brought into captivity. And there's no use weeping. And no use howling to me now. I did it. I'm responsible for it. And you remember what the Lord Jesus said to each one of the seven churches, and he's saying it to the churches today, for those of us that are believers. He says, you better be careful. I'll come and remove your lampstand. And the lampstand of all seven of those churches, it was removed. Ought to be a message to us. And I don't care who you are, where you are, friend. If you're not going to give out the word of God, he's already said it. If you're not going to stand for God today and you make a profession of it, he's removing your lampstand and be no light there. What a statement. Somebody says, my, this is strong. This doesn't sound like the lovey-dovey sloppy stuff that we've been hearing. No, this is Ezekiel. And Ezekiel, he's just speaking for God. He says, the word of the Lord came unto me. Now, friends, if you have any opposition to what we've been saying, I've been saying what's here. I would suggest you take it up with the Lord. Don't take it up with me. He said it. I didn't say it. And remember, he's always right, and we're always wrong. Remember that when you go to him in prayer.